Very excited to be back with a brand new edition of the Global Beat Mexico. Raul Campos, your host, su servidor, aquí, right here on your public radio station, KCRW. And excited to be back with new episodes of the Global Beat Mexico and our dear curator, our friend, Mr. Beto Arcos. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. It's so great to be back after a little extended break with some fantastic music. I am so excited about this music.
Yeah, a little bit of a vacation. And I know you went down to Mexico a couple times since the last time we've had a Global Beat Mexico episode with you. So I'm excited to see what you brought back. And, you know, there's that traditional sound that everybody loves and everybody knows when you think of mariachi music. But talk to us about this version of El Relámpago that we're going to get into to start it off.
Well, you know, everyone knows mariachi comes from Jalisco, but the music itself has been developing in other places in Mexico, Nayarit, Colima, and Michoacán, where this music comes from. This is a style of music called Son Calentano. It's a traditional, very upbeat, and in my opinion, it's sort of a remix version of El Relámpago, the classic Son Calentano. You'll notice somewhere in the middle of this where you hear the harp, you're going to hear a little bit of the tapping, and that's a person that's tapping, and a musician that's tapping on the harp as a percussion, as a percussive instrument, because that is part of the musical tradition of this. The Relámpago is all about the lightning. It's about when the rains are coming and they're just like, you know, coming down with force and all this lightning and incredible thunder is making all this, everybody's running around, you know, covering everything and the chickens are running and all of that. It's that kind of vibe that you get when you hear this music. This is one of the most lively, exciting tunes ever, oh, and yeah. I absolutely love it.
Now, Ernesto Anaya, he's not a newbie, but talk to us about Ernesto.
Ernesto is, in my humble opinion, one of the top, very top musicians in Mexico. He's played with Lila Downs, with Shakira, with Astrid Haddad. I mean, you name it. He's played with all the big names in Mexican music and other musics as well. He contributed to the soundtrack of the film Frida. He's been part of this major band called Los Folcloristas, which is, Raul, I have to tell you, this was one of my schools, my earliest music schools about traditional and not just Mexican, but Latin American folk music. This was a group that was founded in the mid-1960s. And it continued, just celebrated recently their 50th anniversary. And Ernesto was part of this group for more than a decade. So he learned all of these instruments. He plays 30-something instruments all by himself.
Wow, wow. A true virtuoso. And you, Beto Arcos, our profe. I love how you bring us this culture, this history. And let's get into this one. Fun, festive to kick off this edition of the Global Beat Mexico. It's Ernesto Anaya with a brand new version of El Relámpago.
Thank you.
I can almost feel the lightning storm happening right now as we speak, Beto, but it's so fun. Almost like, imagine like dancing in the rain and just enjoying it. But this one from Ernesto Anaya to kick off the Global Beat Mexico with Mr. Beto Arcos selecting the music. Such a great one, Beto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Ernesto, like I said, he plays all these kinds of... His instrument, you know, probably I would say is the violin, but he has an amazing voice. You could hear that in this particular tune. He's a terrific singer, a tremendous multi-instrumentalist, violin, guitar, vihuela. This particular tune has various instruments of the traditional sound of that region, harp, violin, guitarra de golpe, vihuela, guitar... Just beautiful. And then, of course, the tapping that I mentioned before on the harp. It's fantastic stuff.
Hearing the classic, but fused with the modern and the new, but still maintaining that integrity to the original sound. So good. Now, speaking of amazing singers, this next artist that we're going to get into, Valeria Rojas. And when I first heard the track, I was just mesmerized already by her vocals.
She's a really wonderful singer. Mind you, I just discovered her when I was in Mexico last time in late May. I was at a gathering with musicians and for a producer of traditional music, and she was there performing, and I said, "Who is she? Oh my God, I need to find out if she has anything, you know, she's recorded anything." Sure enough, this is the crazy thing. I just found out as of yesterday. She's a current member of the band Los Folcloristas.
Wow. Wow, what a connection.
Yeah,
I know. That's so cool. It's bringing it full circle.
It's insane. And then, of course, I find out that she has her own career. She actually lived in the LA area when she was 3 years old. Her and her father and sister arrived here as immigrants. They worked in Riverside. Okay. For about almost 15 years or so. And then they went back to Mexico. She went to school and went to the National School of Anthropology. And then pretty soon she got involved in music groups. And then she joined this group, Los Folcloristas. But as of the past year or two, she decided that she wanted to do her own project. And she's about to release her debut album. It's coming out at the end of August. And so this is a preview of what she is all about. This is a song that sort of harkens back to the day when singers would talk about those phenomena that happen in the big cities. And this is about a bird seller. That's why it's called La Pajarera. This is a person that would sell these birds at the train stations, and then people would buy them to bring to their homes to put in these cages. And so, this is a song that takes us back to, you know, to that golden age, to that era of when trains still, you know, went across the country and took people from one place to another. La Pajarera with the wonderful, soulful Valeria Rojas.
Well, let's get into it right now as we do continue with the Global Beat Mexico on KCRW and enjoy why Beto was so moved by this artist when he first heard her down in Mexico. Right now, as we do continue, it's KCRW.
Chifladores, anden, compren, cantan, trinan. La canción de los amores. Llegar la estación cariñosa, donde alegre cantaban las aves. Vamos pues, mi querida Rosita, a escuchar esos dulces cantares. Ya lo saben que soy pajarera y que alegre recorro los cayó un pajarillo silvestre. Ya cayó un cardenal con esmero, ya cayeron un par de gorriones, ya cayó un pajarillo jilguero. Cuando a México vayas, Rosita, a venderlos a la capital, 5 pesos será el menor precio que ellos pueden valer por allá. Ya lo saben que soy pajarera y que alegre recorro los campos disfrutando de la primavera, de las aves sus pulidos cantos. Si al pasar te pregunta una dama que si son pajarillos silvestres, les dirás que su tierra no es esta, que los traes de tierra caliente. Ya me voy con mis fieles amigos, me despido con gusto y afán. Soy, señores, la pajarerita. ¿Quién de ustedes conmigo se va?
You're checking out the Global Beat Mexico right here on KCRW, and that one by Valeria Rojas, La Pajarera, the bird seller. Beto Arcos, yeah, I can see why your mind was blown when you saw her for the first time performing in Mexico.
I was honestly, she was singing. Somebody just sat next to her and said, I'll accompany you. And she started singing. And I said, Jesus, oh my God, what a voice. And so, you know, immediately I approached her and she goes, yeah, I'm working on a new album and it's going to come out at the end of August. And so I listened to the whole album and I had to choose my favorite song of the whole thing. Although there's many more songs in the album. It's called Rio Revuelto. It's the name of the album by Valeria Rojas.
All right. Well, in the meantime, you can get that one because it is available now. La Pajarera from Valeria Rojas. Okay. So this next one that we're going to get into to close out this edition of the Global Beat is an instrumental piece, but talk to us about this artist, Beto.
This is a musician named Shinto Stevens, and it's spelled X-I-N-T-O, Shinto. This is a musician that I came upon recently through a friend, a musician here in Los Angeles named Cesar Castro, who introduced me to his music because he knew about him. And okay. Shinto released an EP recently of 4 songs, including the one we're going to listen to called Sueños. Shinto came through L.A. some years ago, and interestingly, he told me that he discovered that name Shinto here while living in L.A. And then he went back and started creating all this music, you know, with all of the influences that you can imagine. He plays the traditional instrument of Veracruz called Requinto Jarocho or Guitarra de Son. And he's accompanied mm-hmm. by none other than our wonderful Vico Diaz on the Leona, the bass instrument of the Son Jarocho.
Yes, a KCRW Global Beat alum.
That's right. So what you're going to hear in this tune is this wonderful sort of influence of a little bit of Son Jarocho, but you're going to hear little flamenco, you're going to hear some pop, you're going to hear even this sort of atmosphere that would remind you of music made for a film. It's very sort of almost like you're going through some landscapes and you're listening to this music as you're going through this paisaje, this landscape in the middle of Mexico.
Love it.
It's beautiful music. It's original music, all of it composed by Shinto. And he lives in Mexico City, and that's where he's based, and he's composed this music. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff that I just really blew my mind when I first heard. I said, what is this? This is incredible.
Yeah, well, let's take that trip because it is a cool one, totally instrumental. Shinto Stevens, great name as well. The song Sueños, as we close out this edition of the Global Beat Mexico with our querido, his name, Beto Arcos. definitely a trip. Sueños is the name of the song. Shinto Stevens, spelled X-I-N-T-O. Gorgeous piece, Beto. Now, we played a bunch of artists that do cool instrumental music, and I'm thinking somebody like Adrian Quesada from the Black Pumas, Hermanos Gutierrez, who do this lush, just atmospheric stuff. For me, it's almost like driving music, like when I'm cruising around or taking a road trip. It's just that kind of stuff that just puts you in the mood, and it just makes everything feel right.
That's right. All of these songs that he composed, there's four of them about 20 plus minutes long, have that vibe that you just want to crank up the volume and just listen to it while you're driving somewhere on the freeway or in the mountains or whatever.
Right.
And he thinks of himself as a sort of bridge between the urban and the sort of countryside. He's from Mexico City, but he's got this influence because he's lived and has participated, you know, in traditional groups, but he decided to create his own sound, his own kind of, you know, idea of what music is. And this is what we get. This is a beautiful, beautiful composition called Sueños.
Love it, love it. Beto, thank you so much, as always, for the history, the explanation of culture, and taking us really from the different regions of Mexico, giving us that old, the new, but just the way it combines to make it sound like something fresh for today. Gorgeous stuff, Beto. So thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Happy to be back again.
Yes, yes. And more episodes of the Global Beat Mexico to come, not just with you, Beto, but with Moni, with Junf. And it's always by the support of the listeners here at KCRW, because simply put, we can't do this without them. For more information, as always, you can check the website, kcrw.com/globalbeat. See the full Spotify list of all the songs that we're featuring, even some extra stuff that we don't quite have the time to get to. And yes, now you can sign up for the podcast of the Global Beat Mexico, kcrw.com/globalbeatmexico. Grab all the episodes, check them out, and do a deep dive into the rich culture and the music of Mexico. Our producer, his name is Adam Burke. I'm Raul Campos. As always, a pleasure and an honor to be with you. And we will catch you on an upcoming edition of the Global Beat Mexico. Hasta luego.